Yeah, welcome to part three of our conversation, Mr. Sevier, the entrepreneur series.
Thank you very
series.
Much, Mr. Tima.
Yeah, let's talk about the business life cycle where you will want to slot your business in, and also the type of areas of improvements and development that you want to address. In a typical business, you will always hear people say that we are in the development phase, or introduction phase, growth phase, maturity phase. There is even decline phase. Obviously, we are far from that.
Yes, I think I'm in a growth phase, Mr. Zimmer.
Yes.
And, you know, there's something interesting about entrepreneurship. You know, entrepreneurship is about, it's about doing. It's about experiment. It's about models. Because at times you would get a business plan for your particular business that you want to do. It might happen that that business plan, it can, as much as how it doesn't matter how you follow it and execute it exactly as it is, but if it's a wrong business model and a business plan for that particular area, your business will fail.
Yes.
It will completely fail. So what I've learned is that you, within the entrepreneurship ecosystem, you need to experiment things, you need to risk, you need to start doing things, but of course you need to be cautious in a way that you don't lose money, you don't lose time. And I think I'm in that growth phase where I've tried to do different things, provide different services, and the ones that so far I've done, they are working. It's working to have an online shopping within the area of Newcastle and taking it to the national level. It is working to have a transport and logistic business that is positioned like Empire Logistic, where you move people from one place to another, but also where you have a contract where you're doing deliveries within my area in Newcastle. So it works for me. Then after that is to really come up with a business plan. There is a business plan, of course, but is to continue to monitor it, to see if is it still working in this environment. What is it that I need to change? As I said, my business now is looking more to technology. So every area of my business, it needs to be conscious on what type of technology that will bring an advantage in providing a service.
Beautiful. And so you did touch on the fact that you don't want to complicate the structure of your business by having too many businesses, rather have divisions, diversified divisions or business units. Are you suggesting that the ownership model and the structure of your business could change if investors come forward and say, we like what you do and we want to be part of the business? Or is that...
Definitely, that's how it's designed. But also it's designed in a way that if the business unit is not working in that particular area or is not able to provide the service, you can collapse it easily without losing any resources.
Yes.
You know, you can collapse it easily, adjust, you know. And I think, as I said, that it came out very clear when the delivery services were stopped, when the house removals were stopped. I could take the same resources, divert them into into an online a supermarket that delivers for clients. So I'm still using the same resources, you know. So as a small business, it works to just have divisions, because then you can collapse them easily. You can adapt them easily according to the economical situation.
And any expansions or growth plans in the future?
Of course, I think the growth plan now, or the business area that I'm focusing on now, it's the online shopping. I've already have a person who is interested in investing. Actually, that person is coming with knowledge, because he's already managing a system that has farmers that are bringing their fresh produce and distributed nationally. So I'm excited about that, and the transport and logistics as well. The opportunities are there. I think I will expand when I get more vehicles that are able to do certain services.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Newcastle will always be the head office.
Newcastle will always be a head office. And I think probably in the next 10 years, you know, Newcastle will become a city.
Yes.
Because of its geographical location. I mean, it's between Johannesburg and Durban. It's in the northern KZN. So it is a transit town. So it is placed very strategically to position it within the national economy.
Wow, good. What will you say are your immediate and business immediate needs currently under current situations?
I think it's access to market. You know,
the supplies are there.
Market. The supplies are there. The suppliers are there. It's access to market that determines the survival of your business. If you don't sell, if you don't provide the service, then the business cannot exist. You know, so access to market, it is very, very important.
Any ideas how you think you should go around that? Because that sounds like a common problem for many entrepreneurs. And I guess that's why the farmers wants to get onto the net, onto the technology platform.
I think it is to try as small businesses to change the mindset and the culture of our customers. How should we do that? I think, as much as I'm saying, the challenge is access to market, but also you can create a market. You can create a market. You can create your own market. Now, for example, the online shopping that I've started, I had to create the market. Now, it is obvious that everyone somehow, every day, they need something to eat. So the online shopping, if I'm selling food, people need to buy that particular product. But it is not obvious that people would buy from me, you know, because there's competition. So now I need to create my own market that buys from me. So it means I need to market more. I need to spend more time and investment on my marketing strategy, you know. So So it means sometimes if we don't have access to market, one has to rethink in how one can create.
So digitalization, transformation is certainly at the center of your business model.
Yes, you know, my advice, it is simple. If you own a cell phone, you probably, you know, at 95% into providing a particular service. In my case, online shopping, I need data, I need my cell phone, I need social media. So with those three things, I am able to make a sale wherever I am. So it means technology plays a very huge role for small businesses. And the other thing that I've seen, Mr. Zima, is that big companies are closing because of the type of a business model. You know, they cannot survive closing for a week or a month, you know, as much as it applies to us small businesses. But we've got more chances to survive as small businesses. And I think as the big businesses close, we also have an opportunity as small businesses
and
to grow.
What is the homepage of the Big Ideas Empire?
Okay, so
yes,
there are two websites. So there is the holding company website, which is www.bigideasempire.com. So in that website, you will find all the business units, you'll find transport and logistics, you'll find the business events, you'll find the outdoor advertising. And then we also have a website that is specifically dedicated on the online supermarket, which is www.e-shoppers.co.za. So that one is it's a strictly
e-commerce website.
Online shopping. Yes, that's my e-commerce website where people then can access the various products.
Food, or can they shop anything?
For now, there is food, and then there is there's a sanitizer, and then mask. So as the time grow, and also what I have started to do is with the e-shoppers, I look at local manufacturers. I look at local manufacturers that have a product that has been approved. They've got a certificate, and I start making partnership with those small businesses, and we start selling that particular product through.
So you put it on your online store
and then has
e-commerce platform and then promote it.
Yes. Actually, a lot of vegetables that I sell and they're organic, I source them from local farmers, but also from the community. So the community would grow them in their yards because they've got very big yards in their gardens. So I've also used that strategy to support those local farmers.
Beautiful stuff. That's a great story. I think the model can work in any town and village and city in the country and the continent. So how do potential customers and any other interested stakeholders get hold of you, Mr. Sphere?
Okay, they can contact me on mobile and WhatsApp. So there are two numbers. There is 076-300-8918, 076-300-8918. And another one is 065-831-5116. 065-831-5116. They can also get us on Facebook. So there is eShoppers as a Facebook page. There is Empire Logistics as a Facebook page. And then there's also my personal page, which is Nhlanhla Sibiya. We're also on Instagram. And Instagram, there is eShoppers. There's also Empire Logistics on Instagram. And then on Twitter as well, there is Empire Logistics. Good. And there is eShoppers. And then through our website. And then through the website, it is the website that I've mentioned, which is www.bigideasempire.com and www.e-shoppers.co.
I want you to repeat those mobile numbers using the international code for those listeners that are not in the country and may not know the South African national code. Okay. Taking the zeros out.
It's plus 27 76 300 8918. I'll repeat it again. It's plus 27 76 300 8918. And then the second one, it's plus 27 65 831 5116. I'll repeat it again. Plus 27 65 831 5116.
Thank you, Mr. Sibiya, for visiting the Entrepreneur Series at Cometa. We are quite convinced that people will be in touch with you because your story indeed is very inspirational, and we wish the Big Ideas Empire much more strength and growth. We need it. Any closing remarks from your side?
Thank you very much to Cometa. Thank you to you, Mr. Zima, personally as a mentor. I think as a small business and a young entrepreneur, we always need such platforms to show our brands to the world. So we appreciate it.
All the best, and I'm sure we'll have you visiting once again with bigger success stories in the future. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zimmer.